Now turn to writing. Section 1, Task 1, and listen to the instructions. Writing. Section 1, Task 1, Listening and Writing. Listen to George's message to his friend Lucy again. Use the space provided below to take notes. You can use the information from the recording and the notes you have taken to write an email to a friend of yours saying that you have to cancel your date with him/her due to an unexpected trip with your family.
Dear Lucy, I called you several times yesterday, but I couldn't get through. Your mobile phone must have been switched off. I got a little worried and called your mum to ask about you. She told me that you didn't have your phone with you and were spending the day at your cousin's place. Anyway, the reason I've been trying to contact you is because I want to cancel our date for tomorrow. You see, my parents are going on a 3-day trip to the countryside and have asked me to join them. I've never been to the countryside before, and I believe it will be a great experience for me to enjoy nature. There will be a lot of activities I can participate in. On the day we get there, I'll go cycling with my mother. It'll be great exercise, don't you think? My father is not so keen on cycling, so he might go fishing in the afternoon. On the second day, all of us are going horse riding. There's a farm near the hotel we're staying at, and it offers a variety of riding experiences. We're going to pass through open fields and forest areas. The good thing is, we'll have an experienced guide with us, so we won't get lost. As for the final day, we haven't planned anything yet, but I'm sure we'll find another interesting activity to do outdoors. I do apologize for cancelling our date at the last minute, but I promise we can get together the day after I return. I'll take some pictures to show you. See you soon, George.